Who, and I ask this with the spiritual gravity of a man who once saw an Edmontonian shovel their lawn because they mistook frost for snow, who in all of Western civilization has ever said, "Huge hockey game tonight, in mid-November"? Come on. We've had one snowfall, so tiny the Weather Network should have mailed out apology cards and Tim Hortons gift certificates, and suddenly an Oilers-Blue Jackets game has the emotional stakes of a Bachelor finale? Huge? In November? This isn't huge. This is left the slow cooker on while you're at Costco big. Stressful, sure, but no need for a full Greek tragedy. I stole this angle from Mark Spector, who delivered it with the weary authority of a man who's witnessed more Oilers collapses than a meteorologist has seen clouds. As Spec suggests, if this 7-game road trip doesn't end wrapped in a bow and scented with lavender, there's a whole buffet of uncomfortable conversations waiting. Tough calls? Absolutely. Gray hairs for Chris Knobloch? By Christmas, he'll be slamming a staff on the ice shouting, "You shall not pass!" at opposing power plays. Yes, they've won 2 straight, but only by the thin, trembling skin of a very nervous tooth. Columbus nearly came back against a team defending with the enthusiasm of a teenager told to unload the dishwasher. Then 30 good minutes in Philly before the Oilers mentally checked into their Columbus hotel, still. And if that Flyers goal wasn't offside by a microscopic, possibly imaginary eyelash, eliminating a goal which would have handed them a 2-1 win with 24 seconds remaining in the third period, the Oilers? They might still be wandering up the Delaware River asking for directions. Win tonight? I won't eat my words, but I'll certainly rethink 'em. 2-minute warning. Gregor, Halley, Kruger. Is he still with us over there? And me, Tater. Weekdays, Sports 1440.